Storm energy drink. A bold flavor. A big attitude. Feel the vibe. Own the moment. It's your time to be different. Storm energy drink. Make your mark. Proudly produced by Casa Preco PLC.
Excessive drinking can be detrimental to health. Not recommended for persons under 18 years, lactating mothers, pregnant women, and people sensitive to caffeine. This advert is FDA-approved.
There comes a time in every young guy's life when something changes. The girls in your class, they're not as loud as you thought, and not as annoying either. Their voices sound different now, almost nice, and somehow you actually enjoy spending time with them. Luckily, some things make it easier. Start the moments that matter with Munchy Chocolate Chip Cookies and experience the unmistakable crunch of chocolatey joy.
Munchy! This advert is FDA approved.
Cast your mind back to 2022. The prices were rising. The stress was high. Every liter of fuel felt like a sacrifice. Do you remember who stepped forward first? When others were comfortable with high prices, Star Oil chose you. We cut our own profits so you could keep your AC on, keep your engines running, and keep your life moving without the heavy burden. We gave you room to breathe when things felt tight. Because of you, our Star Savers, we became number one. Today, the pumps are a battleground. Others are finally cutting prices because they have to. But Star Oil, we do it because we want to. Don't just chase a price. Remember a friendship. We were there for you then. And with new innovations coming your way, we are here for you now. Star Oil. Still quality and affordable fuels for all.
You will laugh. You will cry. You will fall in love. Introducing Novelas Plus, the new destination for romance and telenovelas on DStv and GoTV. Get swept away by shows such as Saints and Roses, Forbidden Love, Be My Sunshine, and more captivating stories. Tune in to Novelas Plus on DStv channel 133 and GoTV channel 134. Novelas Plus, feel the beat of love.
Hello, excuse me. This Milo pack looks different. I'm seeing support energy release bam on the pack.
Yes, so the support energy release means when you give your kids Milo as part of breakfast, you are giving them energy to help them win at school.
Then I like this one.
Your champs need nourishment and energy. Give them the Milo energy at breakfast. Now with vitamin D that supports energy release to help their daily performance. Milo, energy to go further. Milo! This advert is FDA approved.
This damn patch again. Huh? Ebo, look at this wall. Every few months, the same damn patch comes back. I've painted it twice already. Huh? What is all this?
Kofi, you can't find moisture with paint.
The problem is inside the building itself.
Hey.
Yes. So what can I do? Huh? The house is already finished.
Simple. Gazem Super Strong Waterproof Cement.
It's a new cement with built-in water protection technology.
Water protection?
Yes. So it's just for repairs?
No, my friend. That's the difference. Use it to fix dampness and seepage.
Hey.
Or use it for new buildings. Foundation, blockwork, plastering. One cement that builds and protects.
Wow. Gassam Super Strong Waterproof Cement. The one cement that builds and protects. Build it right once. Gassam, the nation builder.
Missed passes, bad referee decisions.
Don't let your child's grade suffer a bad match. Ensure a straight win this academic season with curriculum-aligned textbooks and interactive tools from Pegasus Publishing.
From preschool to senior high school, we have the exact game plan your kids need to ace their classes. And because it's World Cup season, you get a massive 20% off of every single book. Don't drop points. Call 059-501-0175 or dash to Pegasus Publishing in Accra, Newtown, right opposite the Total Energy Station. Free delivery within Accra when you call. Pegasus Publishing, shaping minds, winning futures.
If I I become a millionaire, I will put a huge billboard right next to my ex's house saying, look at me now, I hate it.
As for me, I'm quitting my job in style. Me Suma hate it.
Telecel is making millionaires this season. Not one, not two,
but 3 millionaires
each month.
One lucky Telecel customer.
Say no, not, no, not, no, not, no, not.
Nuts are malaria. A tree didn't tell you no nuts now. We're going to talk. Malaria, chill. We're home for poor. Scatter, scatter malaria. Lonat, it is scatter malaria.
A quality product from Bless GVS Pharma. Yen shishemu who se malaria wa wumojem ansana wanum lona. Na namien search na malaria no dasu wa kuhu dokuta.
This advert is FDA approved.
Keep out of reach of children and report all side effects of this medicine to your healthcare provider or to the FDA using the Med Safety app.
A new name is joining the Joy News Habitat Fair family.
It's amazing how people you've never met can ruin your mood, make your day, break your heart, or become your favorite person. One nomination, one betrayal, one kiss, one eviction, and suddenly you've picked a side. Big Brother Naija is back with a brand new season. Take the spotlight. Watch every unforgettable twist of Big Brother Naija Season 11 on DSTV Channel 198 and GoTV Channel 149 24/7 with as little as 58 Ghana cedis.
Ah, Whiskey. Nansebe na unu mi.
Whiskey.
Wash it. All of a sudden, my voice is different. And I will need to try a call. Hey, Maman, bring me the honey whiskey. You know the one? Black Rock Whiskey.
Honey whiskey.
Chale, honey near the afro. Black Rock Whiskey is strong. Now, to taste me is smooth. And it goes down easy. Excuse me. Maman. Maman, I beg. Bring my friend one Black Rock Whiskey.
Black Rock Whiskey is blended with real honey to create a smooth, distinct taste. Black Rock Whiskey, smooth, bold, honey-rich.
Proudly produced by Casa Preku PLC. Drink responsibly, not for sale to persons under 18 years of age. Not recommended for pregnant women and lactating mothers. Don't drink and drive. This advert is FDA approved.
From the producers of The Gods Are Not to Blame comes another classic.
What? Amava? Madam Amefa!
Who asked you to shout?
Sorry, sir.
Did I ask you to shout?
But usually if I don't shout, you get angry and say, I should shout.
So must you shout so loud? Are you crazy or something?
Nahu.
The first original African adaptation of William Shakespeare's The Merchant of Venice goes live as Image Bureau, April Communications and the National Theatre presents
Gallina's Pound of Flesh.
Live at the National Theatre.
Saturday 1st, Sunday 2nd, Saturday 8th and Sunday 9th August at 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. each day.
Grab a ticket now to the most hilarious theatrical masterpiece of the year for only 200 Ghana cedis at imagebureaugh.com
or dial *714*46#. Gallina's Pound of Flesh.
Written and directed by George Quinn.
Supported by Neplans Car Rentals, Joy FM, Hits FM, Graphic Communications Group,
Joy Prime TV, and proudly brought to you by the Ghana Tourism Authority.
Feel the excitement. Enjoy the conversation. Come with us on this exciting journey of growth and personal development. We challenge you to break the status quo, step out, and do big things. Catch host Reverend Albert Okran as he vibes with CEOs, experts, and change makers right here on Springboard, your virtual university. Now showing every Sunday at 9 p.m. on Joy News TV, 7 p.m. on Joy 99.7 FM. And streaming online on Facebook and YouTube. You can't miss it. Partners, MTN Ghana, Enterprise Group and the Ghana Grows Program, a collaboration between MasterCard Foundation and Springboard Roadshow Foundation. Media partners, Joy FM, Joy News TV and Graphic. Springboard. Your personal value will shoot up.
He's when we turn around.
He is where we turn around.
Missed passes, bad referee decisions.
Don't let your child's grade suffer a bad match. Ensure a straight win this academic season with curriculum-aligned textbooks and interactive tools from Pegasus Publishing.
From preschool to senior high school, we have the exact game plan your kids need to ace their classes. And because it's World Cup season, you get a massive 20% off every single book. Don't drop points. Call 059-501-0175 or dash to Pegasus Publishing in Accra, Newtown, right opposite the Total Energy Station. Free delivery within Accra when you call. Pegasus Publishing, shaping minds, winning futures.
I'm not afraid to be different. I be loud and bold. I know they blend in.
Born from a vibrant culture, I did dance to the beat of my own drum. I be the vibe.
In a world where everybody will follow trends, I create them. I be trailblazer. And that'll be my originality.
And when we raise a glass, it's a celebration of who we are. To honor people, enjoy your origin.
Drink responsibly. Not for sale to persons under 18 years of age. Not recommended to pregnant women and lactating mothers. Don't drink and drive. This advert is FDA approved.
Joy 99.7 FM.
It's the library with Andy Dusty. This is the library. This is the library. Shh. In the library, we don't disturb.
Ah, yeah, yeah. Hello. Welcome. How are you doing? All right. It's yet another Friday, and this is your favorite radio documentary show. This is The Library with Andy Dusty. I told you that I'm coming your way this week with productions of Kewa. Yeah. Producer David Kojoche, popularly known as Kewa, is a music producer, sound engineer, and an ordained man of God. So my question here is, a man of God, when people come to you to work, what happens? Does he pray with them before or what? Well, maybe. Well, just maybe. Just maybe. Okay, welcome, folks. So let's begin. In case this is the first time you're listening to The Library, this is a documentary that focuses mainly on the productions or the catalog of music producers. Here, we speak of the musicians and other players who were actively involved in the production of the records. So, as a man of God, how do I start this program without starting with the Word of God? Hey. So, let's begin with Kewa, who had worked with gospel singer Dinah Hamilton. Here is Kewa sharing experiences working with Dinah Hamilton.
Let me even say that working with her brings a phrase to mind that distance is no barrier. I don't know if you understand me, because with Dinah Hamilton, most of the productions has always been when she's in London, and so she sends me a voice note, and then I will produce the song to that effect and then send it back to her for her to do her vocals. Then I will finalize it from here. I mean, and usually if she's in town, she'll just pass through the studio and then do final touch-ups with the song, and then we will pray about it, because she's one who believes in prayer a lot. We'll pray about it, and she also believes in teamwork, and so most of the productions we always share with her team. Well, I mean, when I say the team, there's a core team, and so we look at the corrections, what we need to add here and what we need to take out, so that at the end of the day the production comes out super and nice.
Alright, nice. So y'all know that Dinah Hamilton lives in the UK. As we speak, she's holidaying in America. I caught up with Dinah Hamilton whilst holidaying in America, and she had this to share about her relationship with Kewa.
I'm pretty sure down in the question you might ask my relationship with him. But I think his work ethics is just top notch. He is very understanding, you know, takes his work very seriously. And after working with him for years, you can trust that he'll deliver. And so I think he understands how my team works. My team with him is like a square. So there's myself, there's Uncle Charles, my manager, and King David, my executive producer, road manager, and then himself. I mean, you can throw my husband in there somewhere. My husband will be on my side, and then there's Uncle Charles, then there's King David. And Kewa understands the dynamics of my team. So when he delivers a work and is taking long and he's not here from us, he knows that the team is discussing amongst ourselves. And so that if one of us should call him, that is the mouthpiece of the team. I'm pretty sure he deals with everyone differently because everyone's dynamics will not be what ours is, but he truly understands how my team works. He's very accommodating. He is not a Mr. Know-it-all, even though he's very knowledgeable and knows he knows his work very much. But he also appreciates that whoever is bringing the song has an idea, and so he's willing to listen. And then, but it's so beautiful that by the time we're done talking, we all keep coming from the same angle and we make a beautiful song. So yeah, he delivers on his time. When he says come, you go, you meet him, you don't keep too long, the work is done. He's just so much fun to work with. Not too much played, a very comfortable environment. I don't think I can explain it. You have to experience it to actually know. Yeah.
Here we are, less experienced than Hamilton, folks.
You wrote me off, but God called me in. I may be down, so you say I'm a man. Meaning, I'm your maternity. Oh, come me with Miss Rodonga. Would be my chi, I'm bound to win. Empty shack, not shabby view. Cause I'm a work in progress. Oh, yeah, me watch you, my woo. Oh, baby, me watch you, my woo.
It's the library with Andy Dustin.
She ran the money pay off before. Or bread you mum fabbing come home. Or so she ran where she ran. Be back there and to me say no. Or she not said, be quite in him. Maybe the watcher no pumpy.
Just tuned in, you're listening to The Library. If you're tweeting, please tweet with the hashtag The Library, hashtag THELIBRARY, and I will read your tweets on the radio. I will appreciate it if you keep it very simple and short. However, Dan Hamilton shares how the song Work in Progress was created.
Like I said, with Work in Progress, I wasn't in the studio with him. I had to send the song to him. He programmed the song, bounced it to me, and then I had to go to a studio in London to go and sing that. So with Work in Progress, I didn't have a physical studio session with him, but when we got it, would call him and say, oh, can we tweak the side? The vocals was just one take. We didn't have to do any other thing. But then the play, even with Work in Progress, we didn't have to do much with play. But then I think my there's going to be Monio, so we'll get on to Monio, and then with that I can tell my studio session. Actually, I think I can go, because after Work in Progress, then we went on to Monio. Monio, I think it's myself and Kiwa. Every song we do, I just don't show up in the studio. I'll always sing it to him. He will do a quick programming with what I have done, bring it over, and we tell ourselves we like it. That then we start going forward from there. And so that's what happened with Monio. But then I went into the studio. He was understanding, is so much fun, willing to take all my rubbish on board, anything that comes to mind. I tell him, can we try this? And he really understood, he gets me. He gets me. So it was so much fun. You have King David to one side, doesn't play anything, but knows what he wants you to play. Can you imagine? But yeah, knows what he wants you to play. He knows it in his mind. I think it would be interesting if you ask Kiwa what he thinks about King David. It's so funny. And in the studio, it was myself, Kiwa, and then King David. And then I think along the line, he would let some say, let me do the vocals, and then we walk away, and then he sits down sometime in the night and works on it and brings it to us. But studio sessions with him is amazing. I can say that.
It's The Library with Andy Dusty.
You wrote me off, but God called me in. I may be down when you say I
That's Dana Hamilton here on The Library. All right, folks, let's continue. Here is Dana Hamilton again sharing how her big hit, Monio, was created. Here is Dana Hamilton sharing the untold story of the song, Monio.
So with Monio, this is what happened. I think I've told the story of how I got the song. And I went through a terrible loss of pregnancy. I lost a pregnancy. And this is how the song came about. When I knew I was pregnant, about 2 months into it, I told my manager that I was pregnant. And so we had to block my diary, because I knew it meant I was willing to travel with a pregnancy up until when the bookings we had taken were over. And then I wasn't going to take any bookings for a year, because I knew I needed a maternity leave and all that. So after I lost that pregnancy, it meant that I had a whole year of no events, no invitations, and I was at home spending time with the family. But boy, it gave me time to sit down, to reflect, to write, and then also time to bounce back with Kiwa. But my scariest moment was, you know, if I'm not going to go to Ghana, was I going to go through the whole absentia thing, go to a studio, because, you know, work in progress was great, but people will always say, oh, your live performance was good, because with live performance, I had heard the song, I knew the song, and we're able to put our own touches of Meyer Kisipa. I know for sure that if I'd been in the studio with Kiwa on Work in Progress, I would have added Meyer Kisi in the studio, but I wasn't there. And so I was worried that was I going to have to do another studio, like something that I was away and not in the studio with him. But it was all right, because, you know, Kiwa always had that magic touch. So I sent the song to him. We worked on it. He brought it back. Then God made a way, and I went to Ghana. I remember the day, in fact, I have pictures of the day I went there. I was in a yellow top. I was excited. I had a chance to take a quick trip to Ghana, and that I was going to be able to record the song with Kiwa. And oh, that was amazing. That was super, super, super amazing. Just to be able to go there and do what we did.
It's the library discussing Kiwa.
Stand by and take account, or therefore wait here, it had to be you.
That's right.
I said me boom pom pom kosha mechi, baby I'm a friend and baby I'm a dream.
Hamilton's got hits, and with Kiwa, well, you can't go wrong. There's no way you will go wrong when it comes to Kiwa, man. Believe that. Yeah, he'll make sure you have it. So, here is Dan Hamilton telling us the inspiration or the motivation to work with Kewa.
The long story what drove me to Kewa, but to cut a long story short, we have started the song with a different producer that worked to a point, and then we had a few issues, and so we had to do and go to someone totally new. Between the first producer and Kewa, we had spoken to another guy who didn't want to work on it. I think if a song is going to be good, you meet these obstacles sometimes. And so then Uncle Charles, my manager, said, let's go to Kewa. I said to him, I don't know him. I don't have his contact. He said, leave it to me. So we went to him. We didn't even tell him we had gone anywhere. I just sang the song on WhatsApp because we didn't want anything close to what we had already done. And like they say, the rest is history. But we knew the kind of song we wanted to do. It was a new, like I said, it was a new territory we were going into. And so we knew who we wanted to work on. And but Kewa's one was divine. How we got him, how patient he was with us. It was just beautiful.
All right, nice one there. If it was just beautiful, I like the stories behind the songs. So, one song that I really enjoy from Dinah Hamilton is Wasem. Yes, your word was the untold story.
Wasem is like wine gets better with time. That's what the word of God is. Never out of date, ever powerful. Keeps getting better and better. With time, like every time I've done Wasem on stage, sounds like a new song, fresh, powerful. And for Kewa, I mean, that's what the word of God is. It's new every morning. It comes alive. It becomes relevant every time it applies to you. It's so relevant, it's so powerful. And for Kewa to be able to bring that song and give it the feel it has, Wasem especially is like, it's brought various sets of even Christianity. You know, you have Pentecostal, you have Charismatic, you have Orthodox. I mean, I remember the bell. Do you know? And that's what I mean by Kewa listens. I'm listening to the song and I'm like, Kewa, he calls me superstar and I call him prophet. So I'm like, prophet, and now Jay will say, so he plays the bell. I think he tries to get a bell on the keyboard or whatever, puts it on, and he says to me, superstar, nah, bell, there was some copper bell and casa. I was sending a school, you know, the Jumbo bell. I have a bag and a shape. You know, I'm thinking, what is this guy on about? But, you know, it's just the combination. It starts off with an Afro praise effect starting the song. Along the line, we're in high life. Along the line, we're in charismatic. It's an opinion, bacon, hammer, whatever that is. The way he's playing it. And then, you're the guy. You know, it's just, I think that's what gives the song the position it's at. As in, beautiful, never out of date, always comes alive on stage. Like, it's a song you can't mount a DH stage and say you won't do. It becomes so difficult, but yeah.
All right, folks, here is Dinah Hamilton singing Your Word, Wasem, produced by Kewa, only on The Library. Send in your comments and I'll read them on air. I've seen your comments. I'll be reading them pretty soon. This is The Library with Andy Dusty.
Just one word is all I need. I do not bet you what I turn my head. Cause I don't want to fashion my.
Urade kasa na manya imasu. Just one word is all I need. Your word is a yes and amen. Your words are true, you never lie. Whatever you say shall come to pass. Every other voice, oh so yeah. It's our opinion, they can have it. Urade kasa, kasa. Now what do you beg it? Every other voice, oh so yeah, yeah. It's an opinion, they can have it. Erade kaso, kasa.
It's the library with Andy Dusty.
Mountains move when you roar. The dead will rise when you speak life. Awesome. Every other voice, so say, yeah, yeah. Hey, it's an opinion, they can have it. Eradicaso.
What a song. I just love it, man. I love it. Great song right there. Now, I've seen your comments. Keep them coming, and I'm going to read all of them on The Library with Andy Dusty. Boombashta Gumba says, hey, The Library with Andy Dusty is always good and epic listening to you. Very refreshing and good ear appealing. We are grateful indeed. From Boombashta Gumba, from Tema Mataeko. At Fresh P says, Andy Dusty, I'm in the office enjoying Kewa session of The Library. Kase Kewa! Ashikomewan says, Mondiyo to Kewa. Let me just relax for the untold stories. And I've got more coming up. Shikomewan says, what a way to start the show. Hashtag The Library. Dinah Hamilton. Andy Dusty, okay. Okay, all right. Now, Kewa brags that he was the first to produce crunk. Well, crunk was a genre or a subgenre of hip-hop created by Lil Jon and the East Side Boys. Okay, now Lil Jon, when he came up with crunk, the word crunk was a combination or a compound of two words, which had crazy and drunk, and that created the word or the genre crunk. Here is the first group to create crunk, 4X4, a leading member of the group, Captain Planet. The title of the song was hotgirls.com. Remember that? Huh. Charlie, I remember when that song came out. Like, really, Charlie, these boys. Are they Ghanaians? And no one knew which producer even worked on the songs. Here is Captain Planet telling me about hotgirls.com.
Hotgirls.com was one of the songs we recorded with Kewa. Kewa did the engineering aspect of it. But I think in the year 2007, if my memory serves me right, we went to him with a song by Lil Jon or Young Jock and T-Pain. I can't really remember. And this happened at a time when crank music was taking over in America, and anytime we are in the club we hear that style of music over and over. So we decided to copy it. So we told Kewa to play us something similar. And he came out with a beat and we started laying our vocals. And that was the time we discovered Fresh Prince also, who added another flavor to the group.
Fresh Prince, really? Where's that guy? Okay, so is Hot Girls the first crunk in Ghana as bragged by Kewa?
Yes. 100% sure. Hotgirls.com was the first crunk song in Ghana. No debate about that. The whole Ghana knows it and it's on record. Hotgirls.com was the first crunk music in Ghana.
But in this case, was it not too risky to introduce a genre that was very unpopular and people didn't know about it in Ghana?
Yes, I would say it was too risky for us doing something new that people are not used to. So it's like we're taking a bold step to switch to something extra from the ordinary. It was too risky for us, but we did it with the help of the fans and everybody out there. They were loving it, and I would say it was successful.
Listeners, I have a big shock, or a shocker for all of you. Remember, 4X4 began with Captain Planet and Coded, right? Formerly Abortion. Then, from nowhere, a young chap joined in, known as Fresh Prince. For some years, Fresh Prince is out of the scene, only to find out that the young man is living in America. Listen, it's only the library where you get to hear from people who've been missing out of the scene. Here is Fresh Prince of 4X4 telling us the risk of producing crunk.
I kind of believe everything that happened was God's plan, because crazy enough, you know, another thing a lot of people don't know is that I'm actually half Liberian. I was actually born in Liberia, and I'm half Ghanaian. So I said, tree, you know, the tree and the guy and the things, you know, I did force myself to speak, because, you know, I actually learned all those languages when I came to Ghana. So it's not actually my mother tongue like that. So, you know, should I date my tongue talk like that? So when it comes to anything English, I'm more fluent. When it comes to Pidgin, Africa English now, yeah. When it comes to that, yeah, stuff like that, I'm more fluent. So I don't know, crazy enough, I don't know how Coded managed to determine that Hotgirls.com was going to be the right fit, the right track for me. I don't know. It's crazy. Probably because he had listened to stuff that I had done in the past, and he knew, yo, this boy can kill this urban star. Because it's crazy, man. I remember when we stepped in the studio that day, Ketcha was in the studio. There was a lot of other chaps. It was a jam-packed studio, and it was, bro, it was my first time stepping up in the studio, meeting all these people, and then I was like the star of the moment, eh? It was crazy. It was exciting, but very crazy. I was nervous. And talking about risk, I don't know. It's crazy. The story is crazy. This part has never been told to. Actually, back then, 4X4, the two of them, Coded and Captain Planet, they actually had a plan. They had a crazy plan. And I was supposed to be the backup. Because I remember those days, the guys that were reigning were the high life dudes. It was the Ofurem Ponsan, the Kofi Nti, you know, the Kiki Fusus. They were making all the noise those days. Anywhere you pass, wine ban here. I tell you, man, that was when 4X1 knew they needed a singer. But then I wasn't the singer they were looking at. I remember when we went to the studio, there was another high life artist that they did a song with that same day. We actually did three songs that day. I remember vividly. We did Hotgirls.com. We did another one. I wasn't on that tune. It was two of them. It was Coded, Captain Planet, and another high life dude. The dude sings so well. The dude, if you hear the song they did, you go figure, say, be over and bust ourselves the feature. Correct, high life dude. And they did a very nice tune with him too. And did, I think, two with me. They did Hotgirls.com with me, and they did It's Like a Movie, another tune like that, that wasn't really promoted. Crazy enough, I was supposed to be the backup, because it was the High Life days, and the High Life dude that they did a song with was very talented. So me, I know say at that time, mommy, I know get hope like that. You can put me for this Akata tune there. And I know say I know get hope like that. But you know, it's crazy. When it's your time, it's your time. God's light just shone on me. I mean, it was crazy because when they did the promo series, I remember it was all three tunes on it. It was hotgirls.com, it was that High Life tune, and it was there. It's like a movie tune on the promo CD. But crazy enough, mine took off. So it's crazy, you know. When it's your time, it's your time. And another thing I've understood about this industry, about this whole music business, is that people always want to listen to new stuff. People always want to listen to, you know, something new, something unique. And I think what happened is that people were already tired with the one banner, you know. They were already tired with all those same star popping up. People wanted to hear something new. So when Hot Girls came up, it was new to everybody. New, brand new. So yeah, that's what made it happen. And I think it was just also God's plan. Because, you know, when it's your time, it's your time. So I think it was just my time. You understand? Because me, I know that when I listen to myself today, I feel laugh myself, say, ah. So they're singing, they sing, people were praising me, but they're singing me that. But you know, when it's your time, you know. So it was crazy. That's what happened.
All right, so folks, if you haven't heard from Fresh Prince in years, finally, I have unleashed that gate. I have unlocked it. Finally, you've got to hear him only on The Library. But have you ever asked or have you ever been told how he joined 4X4? Well, Fresh Prince continues and he shares the studio experience working on the song and then how he even joined the group.
The experience working on hotgirls.com has always been a memory, man. It's always been an exciting memory because y'all remember, man, how charged up the studio was that day. It was such an experience, yes. I can never forget that. It was actually my first time, my first experience with 4X4. And yeah, I think everybody know the story. Cody and myself were schoolmates. Matter of fact, we all grew up in the same hood. Three of us all grew up in the same hood, Tishinungwa Estates. And Cody was my senior in school. And yeah, we both knew each other's talents and appreciated each other's talents. So yeah, Cody always told me when he blew up, he always told me, bro, I was going to give you a chance. I'll give you a chance one of these days because, you know, I was always the type that would, you know, record my own stuff and then send it to him, let him listen to me, listen to the stuff I was doing. And yeah, he always appreciated it. And he assured me that he was going to give me a chance. So I was just there one day and then he came up to my crib and yeah, picked me up. And then he took me to Captain Planet's place. And then the next thing when we're up in the studio, busting down that tune.
Folks, here it is, hotgirls.com.
If you wanna get with me, baby, we could ride or die. If you wanna party with me, baby, we could slide. Then I would kick him with some open and me and no. And be proud if I would up on me no more. Let's go, what are you doing? Baby, give it to me. Hot girl, just come, won't you give it to me? Then I would kick him with some open and me and no. And be proud if I would up on me no more.
The Library.
For me no more. Shop, 9mm long, anaconda near song. That's why he live when you're feeling romance intervention. Young Connor high tech, hot girl doctor. Put him with a belly, that's a jean spring, slim thing. More hips, more flex, break leg, sexy girl. Manicure, pedicure, we've only brought high heels. Sorry to be like that, no poison, baby, don't change your style.
Hotgirl.com, can I get a man call?
Hotgirl.com, can I get a man call?
Hotgirl.com, can I get a man call?
and yami endo, yami endo, yami endo. Papi kere musa wape yami endo, yami endo, yami endo. Papi kere musa wape yami endo, yami endo, yami endo. Papi kere musa wape yami endo, yami endo, yami endo. Papi kere musa wape yami endo, yami endo.
A song produced by the incredible Kewa, yeah, and it's happening live on the library. Okay, so, you know there was a remix to this song, right? But for me, I enjoyed the Untold Stories much more. And so, where's Fresh Prince? Shall I continue with the Untold Story? What is the Untold Story?
The Untold Story, the Untold... Well, my side of the Untold Story about that tune is that that was actually the first day I officially met Captain Planet. Well, wow. I mean, we had met before, but we hadn't been introduced, like officially introduced.
Wow.
So the day we did the Hot Girls tune was the day I was officially introduced to Captain Planet by Coded. Because, yeah, he actually picked me up from my crib, and we first went to Captain Planet's place, and then he introduced me to Planet. And told him, yeah, this is the dude I was talking about. This is the boy I was talking about, man. This is the talented dude I was talking about, bro. Yeah, he's gonna kill it. And Captain was like, yo, bro, are you ready for this?
Okay, so just as Fresh Prince is telling us of the Untold Story, well, let's get closer to Captain Planet to also share the Untold Story of the same song.
The Untold Story of the song came from Coded. He created the chorus.
Okay.
He told me about some encounter he had the previous day, which I can't say it on air, but something surely inspired him. So I think he would be the best person to answer that question.
But how did the remix come up, though?
The remix version came about because the original song was huge and people were demanding for a remix version. So we decided to give it an extended play, put all the hot boys on it at that time, all the reigning guys, and we managed to have like 15, 20 people. But because of time factor, we recorded it with only 10 people who were available at that time. And I would say, like I said, because of time factor, a lot of people were not available. A lot of people were traveling. A lot of people were doing other things. So we couldn't get all the people who were requesting to be on it. But we were able to do it with 10 people. Talking about Tuga the Boss, me, myself, and I, Captain Planet, Coded, Fresh Prince, Caroline, Papi of 55 Fame, Asem, Richie Mensah, Tiny, and Castro.
Right. So, Fresh Prince, do you remember?
Can I tell you, God knows best, because this life, God, you control everything. Because God knew, he knew that if you know help me, like if you know make that hotgirls.com blow, and I'd die for that issue longer there. So, you know, everything is God's plan. And crazy enough, yeah, man, how the remix pop up, I don't even know how it happened because it looks like the song just took off. The song just took off. And whether it was the first crunk song or the last, that one don't concern me because, yo, there were other people doing their stuff too. Whichever one came out first, me, I don't know. It's up to you, the fans, to judge. So, because me, I don't like to claim first. I like to claim top ashata. That one don't concern me. Whether we're the first or not, it don't really concern me like that. But, yo, yeah, I think when the song took off, yeah, we had requests from our friends, you know. I remember we had requests. The request came. It wasn't us that, you know, planned it. The request just kept coming from the Link crew. Assemble wanted to kick on it, you know, from our own friends, 5-5. They also wanted to be on the tune. The request just kept coming. So, yeah, we had to let it happen. And then, crazy enough, most of the artists did the verses themselves in their own studios. That's how passionate they were about the tune. They did the verses. I mean, I remember Assem recorded his own verse in his studio and brought it to us. Yeah. 5-5, I think, yeah, 5-5 came to KOS Place and all that. So I think it's the passion. The song had already caught fire everywhere, so everybody want to join the wave. So, yeah, I remember, most of those artists requested to be on the track themselves. So, you know, I depended on you.
Nice one there. So what about dull moments when recording the song?
Personally, I don't think there was any dull moments recording HotGirls.com. It was just excitement right from the beginning, too. The only thing I noticed is that from the beginning, when we first did the song, it was a bit too noisy because, you know, crunk itself is a noisy genre. The synth, all those loud synth, then it come plenty too much from the beginning when we recorded the song. It was a bit too noisy. All day more with there, I no get hope. With that, her life artist to kill it one like that, you know. They are no get hope. So personally, that was my downside. But crazy enough, I think a week after we recorded the song, when we came back to the studio to listen to the song, Kiwa don't transform the song. All the noisy synth were all out of the song and the song was so clean and clear. Yo, I was surprised, man, trust me. Kiwa is a genius. Hey, Kiwa amazed me that day because I was really worried about the synth, how loud all the synth were and the whole noisiness about the song. But yo, when we came back to the studio, man, Kiwa had transformed the song. So yeah, I think it was all good moments because, yeah, for me it was the first time, my first experience with 4x4, and that catapulted me into fame. So yeah, it was all goodness and mercy like that for me. Yeah,
so
love ya.
Nice one there, thank you very much. Let's get back to Captain Planet to share how the remix was recorded. I want to get to know the recording process.
We couldn't get everybody to record their vocals on the same day. So what we did was, whoever was ready, then we take the person straight to the studio to lay his or her vocals. And it took us, days. Yeah, a lot of them came on a different day. And the entire studio session lasted like a week. Yeah, a week or so. And we were able to come out with it.
Well, Fresh Prince just shared worst moments. How about you?
The worst moment was when we were trying to get everybody to the studio to record at once, but because of time factor, things delayed a bit. And sometimes we go there and there is light off. So we wait, and maybe the light comes around
Doomsa
4-5 in the evening. And at that point in time, too, Kewatu is supposed to go to church or do other stuff. So we have to postpone the whole studio session and, you know, reschedule it again. So we had, you know, that was some of the worst moments I can remember.
How about funny moments?
Talking about some of the funny moments, I think Assem was having some beef with all the Tema boys at that time. And I remember on the day of the recordings, I was teasing him that, oh, you, today, the Tema boys will come here and beat you. And we were all making fun of him. And another funny moment was the fact that we brought the crank and we were never awarded for it.
Huh.
But I think Otiame Kwame got it with his Wosu song. and we were very disappointed. Like, ah, how can we brace up here? We don't go get any award for it. Can't do that. We carry the awards, go, Charlie. It was so painful, but oh, Charlie.
In fact, funny. Let's get to the good moments.
The good moment is the fact that we are always having a party in the studio, you know. Kiwa will always get us some food, get us some rice, get us some drinks. We were having fun. And another good moment was the fact that after the whole song, after the whole recording, everybody was conversant and feeling good about